Chapter 2, Clip 2. What makes training successful? How do I prepare my content? Prepare and organize your content carefully so you can offer high-quality training. A few tips on content preparation. Always tailor your training sessions to your business and your individual training plan. Important questions include, what learning objectives should the training achieve? In which part of the course should specific content be learned? How do you ensure a good beginning? A good introduction to the subject is very important at the beginning of each training session. A tip from me? Keep it simple and upbeat. That way, you'll spark the interest of trainees and give them an overview of what they can expect from the training session. Next, find out how much your trainees already know about the subject and clarify what they can expect from the course content. This can be combined with a short introduction, for instance. Don't forget to introduce yourself. By asking for expectations, you can also better respond to the needs of trainees and adapt the content. Remember, learning is created by linking existing knowledge with new knowledge. What should you keep in mind during the training? After a lively introduction to the topic, build on this with comprehensive learning blocks. Organize your content into 20-minute segments. 20 minutes correspond to the average attention span. For example, simply switch between 20 minutes of lecture, group work, presentation, or online videos. Refer to photos, saying such as, "It's quite fun to do the impossible," or the motto of the company, and possibly even music. All of these will lighten up your training tremendously. Using plenty of examples and a strong practical focus will make your training content tangible and easy to remember. Interactive group exercises promote communication and the exchange of content. Also consider in advance the possible ways of altering the material so you can react flexibly during the session to the needs of the trainees. Another tip from me, during the interactive sessions, take photos of the participants and the results. Pictures will make a training report more interesting and help anchor the content. Now, how do you close the training? Summarize the content at the end of the session and visualize the results. Close on a positive note. At the end of the training, it is important to see how well the trainees fared. For example, create a public opinion barometer. Ask trainees to visualize their opinion by adding their own rating value to answer a question such as, "How did you find the training?" You can get an idea of what a barometer of public opinion would look like here. As you can see, the template may use a scale or adjustable variables. Gather feedback. Ask your students what content they found particularly interesting and which subjects were difficult. This gives you valuable feedback.